Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby!
Hey everybody, it's Andrew and welcome to episode 163 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be doing the usual pregame analysis of the upcoming matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Indianapolis Colts. But before we start, as always, hit that red subscribe button if you want to support the channel and hit that bell icon if you want to get updates on the latest content. Okay, so the Indianapolis Colts will be playing the Jacksonville Jaguars in Indianapolis. The Colts are 10-5 playing against a 1-14 Jags team, and I think this is going to be a beatdown. You know, Indianapolis is really looking to win this game. It's a must win. You know, they're going to be a playoff team this year. So I predict this game probably being like a 35-7 score in favor of the Colts. So, I mean, essentially, this game is meaningless for the Jags. We've secured the number one pick for the 2021 draft. Doug Marrone also announced that Gardner Minshew won't be getting the start in this game, so it'll be Mike Glennon again. And, you know, I just hope this season ends, honestly. It's just, I'm ready for it to be over. I know you guys are ready for it to be over. It's just been the pain train, you know, ever since, you know, September. But, you know, in order to keep this game competitive, the Jags have to do a couple of things. You know, they have to limit Jonathan Taylor, the Colts running back, to, you know, keep him under 100 yards if they can. You know, locking down T.Y. Hilton, you know, Zach Pascal and tight end Jack Doyle. That will be also very important for the Jags defense. Limit the turnovers. Glennon threw two picks in the game against the Bears, so, you know, we can't have that. If we want this to be a competitive game, we have to, you know, make sure we don't throw picks or fumble. We got to get the running game going with, you know, Dari Agunbowale or Divine Ezigbo, whoever, you know, is in there, and get pressure on Phillip Rivers, because he's not the most mobile quarterback. So, you know, we have to get pressure on him, make him make mistakes, maybe sack him. And that's it, really. I don't have too much to say about this game because it's essentially meaningless. So, you know, I'll be live streaming it, though, at 4:25 Eastern Standard Time. So stop by YouTube, Podbean, or Relevant app, where, you know, I'll be doing an audio stream as well. And come by, have some fun, we'll have some laughs, we'll watch the Jags play. Hopefully it's not too much of a clown show, but, you know, it'll be fun. And really looking forward to the draft as well, because this season has just been a total show. But let me know how you feel about this upcoming game. I think it's going to be a rough one, but, you know, we'll get through it. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel as always. Come by Apple Podcast. Leave me a review. If you do, I will send you a Jaguar Podcast t-shirt or face cover of your choice. But just make sure to send me a DM after you leave the review on Twitter, and I'll get one over to you. Thank you guys for hanging in this season and supporting the channel. I know hasn't been the most fun experience just with the Jags not playing well this year, but hopefully it'll be better next season. You know, stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks beware, we on the prowl. Game day, night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like.
Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.